The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Chaber Sefer Shvilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The following shiur has been graciously dedicated by
Reb Yehuda and Chaya Relis, Le'iloi Nishmas,
their parents,
Matasyo Yoinesen Ben Yisro Leib, Zechorinu Lavracha, and his wife, Miriam Chana Bas Yosef Yeshua, Aleh HaShalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for their neshamas.
Mishnah Nazir Yud Aleph Amin Aleph begins with Tareini Nazir Amin Asher Hei Shoyse Yayin Amitam Ala Mason. If somebody says he'd like to be a Nazir on condition that he's going to drink wine and be Amitam Ala Mason, not like the normal rules of a Nazir that he's prohibited in Amitam Ala Mason and Shoyse Yayin, Hareize Nazir Va'osir Bekula. He becomes a Nazir nevertheless, and he is also in drinking wine, being with Tamil Mason, and of course taking a haircut. In other words, even though he made a condition that he would like to be a Nazir and drink wine, however, we say that the Naziris works, it is an official acceptance of Naziris, and he is also in the wine and the Tamil Mason, even though he made a condition. The Gemara says, "My time, Mishem Davali Masna Mashakosa Batoira, Vichol Masna Mashakosa Batoira, Tanoi Boto." The reason is because he accepted himself Naziris, and the Parsha of Naziris requires one to be prohibited and refrain from drinking wine being Matam al-Mason. So, the Naziris works, he is a Nazir, he's bound by all the Nazir's prohibitions, and the condition is void because it's batal Masna al-Mashakosa Batayro, it's not a batal. If one makes the condition contradictory to what the Torah says, the condition is no good. And Taisus explains, the Chesha Omer HaReini Nazir, Chaylal of Naziris L'chol Mili, when he says, I would like to become a Nazir, he becomes a Nazir across the board with all the rules, bells and whistles of a Nazir. The Chiyomer Almanas, when he says Almanas, he's making a condition, Amashikosu B'Taira, and the condition is contradictory to the Taira's prescription for a Nazir. Therefore, the Naziris works and the conditions are void. Taisus asks a question and says a Taira which we will discuss, and the Ramban and other Rishonim say other Terutzim, and this is a very fundamental discussion which is related to many different issues of Tanoim. Specifically, I would like to focus on the results of this topic with regard to the general question if you can make a tnai when doing a mitzvah. For example, if somebody wants to say Kriya Shema and he plans on davening later with a minyan and saying davening and Birchas Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema together, Kalocha, the best way possible to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema in the morning and the evening. However, he's not sure if he's going to say the brachas and the davening in the Zman Kriya Shema of, let's say, the Magen Avraham. So what he'll do is he'll say Kriya Shema before on condition that if the Magen Avraham is right, la'alocha, then he would like this Kriya Shema to work because his other davening is going to be after the Magen Avraham Zman. But if he could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema late the Goyin Zman, later Zman, then he would like the Kriya Shema that he's saying later to work on this one to just be a recital of the Psukim. Can you make a condition when doing a mitzvah? Or is that not one of the things included in the Chiddush of the Parsha of Tnoim in the Torah? And as we will see, the Shibali Alekut in Siman Mem Ches, as well as the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Pei Tes and Hilchos Tefiras HaOmer in the name of the Avu Dron, and quoted in Shulchan Aruch there as well as Rabbi Kiva Eger in Seif Siman Mem Vav and Arachayim, are all clearly stating that one can be Mekayim a Mitzvah Al Tnai. And most Paiskim subscribe to that opinion, except for some others, like the Einig Yontif and Simon Gimel, who frowns upon the concept of doing a mitzvah with conditions. Let's first see our Taisus here on the Rishonim, and we'll discuss a little bit what they say and how it pertains to this. Taisus asks Akasha, Vim Taimar, why do we say that the reason why the condition over here of the Nazir is Almanas, that he'll drink wine and be Matan al-Mason doesn't work because it's Masna Mashakosu B'Taira, why don't we just say that it's Yev Shalakayim Ayyudei Shliach? You cannot be Mekayim Naziris Ayyudei Shliach. And the halacha is that the din of Tnoim was learned out, like the Gemara says in Hamadir in Ksubas Ayin Dalad, from the Parsha of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven that made a Tnai. And that was a Tnai that was Yev Shalakayim Ayyudei Shliach. And since it was able to be done Ayyudei Yeshua, we see that a Tnai is available to be done in a maisa which can be done Ayyudei Shliach. And that's where the phrase comes from, the kol milsa de efshir b'shlich is efshir b'tnai, or milsa de efshir b'shlich is efshir b'tnai. So Taisus is asking that l'chayr naziris is efshir l'kayim ayyudei shliach, and hence it should not be able to have tnoim besides for the fact that this tnai is contradictory to the Torah. That is the question of Taisus.
And Taisus answers, "Yesh lemer achir she'achir mi'chayim lohavi karbanais tachtov nechshav kilu kol ha'maisa yachal lasas al-yidei shliach."
Since others are able to bring the karbanas of the Naziris, a Nazir, after observing the Naziris for 30 days, not drinking wine, not taking haircuts, not being with Tamil Mason, he is Mekayim his Naziris fully, and then he is Mechuyiv to bring a Chatas, a Oshem, and a Shlomim. And since the Karbanis can be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, Al Yedei Shliach, with a messenger, therefore, we find a Prat in Naziris that can be done Al Yedei Shlichus, and therefore it is not called the Eini V'Shlichus, and therefore, who then it would be Yeshna V'Tanai, and that's why Taisa says, we rather say Al Tmasa Mashikasa Vatayra, and not because of Eini V'Shlichus, because Naziris is Yeshna V'Shlichus. First we'll discuss Taisus a little bit, and then we'll discuss the other Rishonim's answer to this question. First of all, the question of Taisus was, why do we say Masna Mashikasa Batayra is the reason why the Naziris doesn't work over here, or I should say why the Naziris does work, and the Tanai doesn't work, why don't we just say, because it's Eini B'Shlichus, and therefore it's Eini B'Tanai. Rabbi Kiva Eger is bothered by Taisus' question. Why did Taisus prefer the Gemara say that Naziris is Eini B'Shlichus, and therefore it's Eini B'Tanai, rather than saying that it's Masna Mashikasa Batayra? Why Masna Mashikasa Batayra is a concept which everybody's in agreement of, at least in the case of Naziris. While the case of Kol Musa Deinu B'Shlichus Deinu B'Tanai is a machlokes, like it says in the Gemara in Yevamos Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. That's Taisus' question. That's Rabbi Kivega's question on Taisus. As far as Taisus' answer goes, Taisus says that since you could do the karbonus of the Nazir Al Yedei Shliach, that will be enough of a reason to be able to do Tanoim in all sorts of Kabbalah's Naziris, and only because it's Masna Mashikasa Batayra did the Gemara feel it was appropriate to say that the Tanai is batal. The question is, what exactly does Taisus mean? All in all, Naziris in general is not Efshar Al Yedei Shlichus. So I was wondering if perhaps there is an age-old Chakira, if the Karbonis of the Naziris are part and parcel intrinsically of the acceptance of the Naziris in general, or it just happens to be a din, that procedural rules of Naziris is that post 30 days he brings a Karbon, but not that the Kabbalah's Naziris itself is an acceptance of bringing Karbonis as well. The Shittim Kabetz is here when he says this, he says, the Iker on Naziris, Hema Karbonis. It would sound like the Karbonis are very intrinsic and part and parcel of the whole Kabbalah's Naziris and not just an, oh by the way, rule that a Nazir brings Karbonis afterwards. And with that, it would be easier to understand why Taisus felt that since the Karbonis are Efshar Al Yedei Shlichus, that would be considering the whole Naziris a concept of Efshar B'Shlichus, and hence you would be able to make conditions in Naziris in general. Another possible option, how to explain Taisus, would be based on the Gemara and the Fayin Dalah there in Ksuvos, which is the source of this rule that Eini B'Shlichus Eini B'Tanai. We know that a Kedushin you can make conditions on, because Kedushin is Yeshna B'Shlichus. You can make a Kedushin of Kesef and Shtar, Ayidei Shlichus. Even though a Kedushin of Bia cannot be done, Ayidei Shlichus, nevertheless, we do not say that Kedusha Bia is not Efshar B'Tanai. Because conceptually a Kedushin is Efshar B'Shlichus, you can make a Kedushin al Tanai as well. Even in the case of Kedusha Bia, you would be able to make a Tanai, theoretically, as far as this rule goes. And Memela, if one prat of the whole general Parsha or Maisa that you're doing is Efshar B'Shlichus, perhaps that would be enough to be considered Efshar B'Tanai. So all in all, Taisus asked the question that why do we say the Chsaron over here is Masna Mashikasa Batayra? Why don't we say the Chsaron is because it's Eini B'Shlichus, Eini B'Tanai? And Taisus says that it's not called Eini B'Shlichus because Naziris can be done with the messenger as well, who has the ability to bring the Karbonas for the Nazir. The Ramban in Baba Basar, Kuf Chav Amud Beis, asks this question, presumably, and he answers that the din of Mishpatei HaTanoim is only when person makes a Tanai, a condition, Bein Odom L'Chaveri. When one makes a deal or a Maisa, Kedushin, Chalitza, etc., which involves more than one person, and he makes the condition, that is where you need Mishpatei HaTanoim. However, when you're doing it Bein Odom L'Atzmai, when a person is doing something between himself, amongst himself, for example, Naziris, it's just about himself, there would be no rule of Mishpatei HaTanoim, and hence, you would not have to have a Tanai that's Efshar B'Shlichus in order for the condition to be binding. Still a third teretz to Taisus Kasha, which is related to the Ramban, but not the same thing at all. The Mordechai in Ksubas, as well as Shita Mekubetz here in Nazir, B'Shem Rav Israel, say that the whole din of Mishpatei HaTanoim is only when you're doing a Maisa like Gittin and Chalitza. Actions that are done, Maises that are done, have a requirement that if you would like the power of this Maisa, which is quite significant, as being done like the Maisa, to be nullified and bound and void if the conditions are not kept, That you need Mishpatei Atronim to have the power to break that. However, any Maisa which is a Diver Ba'alma, like Neder and Naziris specifically, they say there you would not have to have Mishpatei Atronim, and hence Naziris would be able to be bound by a condition, by a Tanai, even if not necessarily is Naziris Yeshna V'Shlichus. So again, Taisus says, because the Karbanos are Ashrayi De Shlichus, the Ramban says that only Ben Adon L'Chaveri needs Mishpatei Atronim, not Ben Adon L'Atzmai. And the Mordechai, as well as the Shita B'Shem Reb Israel, say that only a Maisa, like Gittin and Chalitza, need to have Mishpatei Atronim to break it. However, a regular Dibur Ba'alma, like Neder Naziris, any Tanai will be powerful enough. Interestingly enough, Reb Chaim said a Teretz to Taisus Kasha on his own, that by Naziris, you need to have Ha'odam B'Shvua. And even if other Tanayim are only when you have Efshev Shlichus, Efshev Tznai, but as far as the Kabbalah, Naziris, or Shvua, there you have a din of Adam Shvua, where we need the person to be more knowingly and cognizant and accepting of the Shvua, Naziris, Neder, that he's accepting upon himself. There, if he makes the condition and it doesn't pan out, the whole Kabbalah would be void, because it's a chsaron of Adam Shvua, as opposed to other mises that are done. If the person has the proper knowledge and intention to do the maisa, even if he made a condition, and we know good and well that perhaps he wouldn't have wanted this maisa to happen had its condition not been fulfilled, nevertheless, there you would have to have Mishpatei Atronim. And the Briskerov actually utilizes this teretz from Reb Chaim to explain why Taisus asked the question and answer Rabbi Kivaga's question, that it would have been actually more preferable to say Masna Majigosa B'Taira than Eina B'Shlichus Eina B'Tanai. But all in all, what's relative to us, the halacha, is that according to the Ramban, for example, that says that the din of Mishpatei Atronim only applies when you are doing it tonight between you and someone else, not when you're doing it amongst yourself. There's no din of Mishpatei Atronim. So even if people would be concerned that some mitzvahs are not Efshar Yidei Shliach, and therefore they should not be able to have a condition, but according to the Ramban, you do not need Mishpatei Atronim on a Maisa that's not being done by Adon L'Chaveroi. There, of course, there would be no chsaron of the fact that the mitzvah is not Efshar Yidei Shliach, and therefore, even if some are nervous that mitzvahs are not Efshar Yidei Shliach, still, according to the Ramban, it would be easy to understand why a Tanai would work with Kriyishma and Sfiras Ha'Omer, and so on and so forth. And I found this teretz in the Shuvas Shelas Shmuel Siman Dalet, as well as the Imrei Bina and Arachayim Siman Yadal in the parentheses. That according to the Ramban, there would be no chsaron that it's Eina B'Shlichus by a mitzvah, and you would still be able to make it tonight. Perhaps one can toe the line with the Mordechai and the Shita Mekubetzes of Shem Reb Israel, that says that Mishpatei Atronim is only required by Maisis, not by Dibur, that maybe mitzvahs like Sfiras Ha'Omer and Kriyishma, which are primarily just the Dibur Ba'almo, maybe also there you would not need Mishpatei Atronim. However, that has to be ironed out and thought about more, understanding to the fullest depth what exactly the Svara is and how it would apply the Gabi Kriyishma, Sfiras Ha'Omer, and other mitzvahs of Dibur. Interestingly enough, in general, the Taisvis said a teretz that it's Efshar B'Shlichus because of the Karbonis, while the Ramban said that it's B'Noyle Ben Atzmai. I saw that the Baruch Tam and the Hargoyis on Shuvas Naiv Yehuda and Madura Kama Yerideya Simit Samach Zayin wants to differentiate between what the Ramban is focusing on and what the Taisvis is focusing on. He says that the Ramban is not focusing on the Kima Naziris, he's focusing on the actual Kabbalas Naziris. The acceptance of the Naziris was done on condition, while Taisus is focusing on the keem of the Naziris. That's why Taisus obviously felt that the Karbonis being able to be done Ayde Shlichus is enough. But if you talk about the Kabbalas on Naziris, the Ramban was addressing that, and therefore he said, as you saw, it of Benoi Levein Atzma. Moving right along, I just wanted to discuss a few fascinating questions which are related to this question of Yeshna V'Shlichus, Yeshna V'Tnai. When do we say that that is a deal breaker and you can't make conditions and when not? This can be related to numerous things, as I discussed all over by several achroinim. And without going into great detail, just put them on the table. Can you be makdish something al Tanai, even though not necessarily could you be makdish something al Yidei Shlichus? So again, the Marit seems to say that you can't make a shlich to be makdish because it's mili. The kasha is from the Gemara in Tmura Dafyur and other places where it sounds like you could make a shlich to be makdish. However, should hektish not be able to be done al Yidei Shlichus, like the Marit says, one can wonder if it would be permissible and acceptable to make a Tanai when you make a Hekdash. Similarly, Pidgin Aben, there's a Machlokes Achrayinim, Rabbi Kivager brings it down in Yerideish and Hey, if you can make Pidgin Aben, Al Yidei Shliach. So perhaps one could wonder, can you make Pidgin Aben Al Tanai? Similar to a guy's not sure if he's going to get a better coin later or for other examples. Chuppah, can you make a Chuppah Al Tanai, since you can't make a Chuppah Al Yidei Shliach? Some other interesting shailas. Can you be masker al tanai? Some want to say, like the Beis Yosef and Archaim Simon Tov Lamadal and others, that you cannot be masker al yedei shliach. So perhaps you wouldn't be able to be masker with conditions. Also geiris. You can't make a shliach to make a geiris, obviously. Can you make a geiris al tanai? Very interesting shaila. So I found a raya from the Panim Yafis that you could make a geiris al tanai. However, Ablezer Meisha Horowitz in his Agoyis to Shavus, Taf Lamed Aleph, clearly says that you cannot make geiris al tanai because it's Einu B'Shlichus. And one final interesting question in general, can a goy make a condition? Can a goy sell you something on a condition and so on and so forth? There are rayas to this, obviously, and it's discussed by numerous achronim, but one of the big players are that it's Einu B'Shlichus, Einu B'Tanai. Since Ein Shlichus L'Nachri, so if you can't make Shlichus, maybe you can't make Tanai. A very fundamental explanation in the whole Indian of Einu Shlichus, Einu B'Tanai, perhaps not according to everybody, but according to many, I heard from my father, that the site of Einu B'Shlichus, Einu B'Tanai is not just Stama rule. The idea is that you have to have a certain amount of ownership and control over the action that you're doing in order to be able to place a condition and an addendum to it that it should only work in certain scenarios. An action which you cannot do al yedei shliach is obviously something that is not so much up to you. Yes, you could do it, but not necessarily are you that full owner and controller that you should be able to do it al yedei someone else should you decide. And hence, perhaps you do not have the sufficient ownership to be able to make a condition in this action. If that's the case, then if, let's say, because of Ein Shlichus L'Goy, or because of other technical difficulties, not necessarily would that be a chesaron in your ownership of the Maisa. However, those that are discussing this concept with regard to mitzvahs, actually you would be able to compare it. Perhaps mitzvahs that I can't do, the shlich, the pshat is that I'm doing the Maisa, the Torah said to do this mitzvah, and you can do the mitzvah. As far as jurisdiction and maneuvering with the mitzvah, that you want it to be like this and not like that, maybe that much is not in your control, and just like you would not be able to do it al yedei shliach in many scenarios, you also would not be able to make a condition. Okay, so we discussed numerous issues about this, and again, most Peskim hold that you can do Kriya Shema and other mitzvahs on condition, but some are not so happy about it. And there are other details to discuss if you need Mishpatei Atnayim, and if it has to do with Breira, but I just wanted to mention the general question.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.